Blog Talk Radio.
Is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. God's Word, the answer for everything. Love that title. I'll pull it up. Give me just, okay, go ahead. Oops. Oh my goodness, can you hear me? I was trying to get back to the right screen. Can you hear me now? Okay, here we go. Our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. And now our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Did you want the opening prayers? And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy, with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Love you, John. Whoops. I don't see you frozen, no. Yes.
All the promises of God in him are yes.
Where are we at? I can't keep track of it. There we go.
lift.
It is something. You still have that. That's awesome. Nope, I'm waiting to hear the final answer. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting verses in on YouTube. I love you. Well, it's 7 after 12, so. I don't know that it's so many screens. Hold on, let me look. I received $555,000 today in my First International Bank account. I receive your word today now. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to hear words for me today. Precious and wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Thank you. It is good to see you, Kathy and John and Rebecca. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And no, John, Roman is still with us. We expect any day. We expect every day that he may leave us, but so far he's still here. Hallelujah. Had a dream you could talk normally. We stand in agreement with that dream. We call it now. Yeah, amen. Yep. Yep, God is showing you. Hallelujah. For I received from the Lord that which on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work until he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment. In Jesus' name. And thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Thank you. Thank you. I receive you, Jesus, into my life and every part of my very being. I receive all of your grace and your righteousness, all of your mercy and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Roman, I'm right here. Roman, I'm right here. Roman, right here, buddy. There you go, buddy, right here. Okay. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is applying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed, Jesus, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation. Old things. Oh, yes. Repeated in Christ. Old things have passed away. And now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus, I thank you for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And yes, I believe it is. You have a blessed day, too. And allow health to come to your body. Amen. We love you. And God loves you. Is Lord.
according to his word, and that I may preach.